Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, this is J. Stu, and welcome to another exciting visit to Sketchbook Comics with our good friend Jeff. Hey, man.
How are you?
Not too bad. First thing I wanted to talk to you about, very exciting news for me, DC announced a bunch more Earth One trade paperbacks.
They did. Teen Titans, number 3, I believe it is, for Superman, and number 2 for Batman.
Yeah, and then Wonder Woman, I guess, was the
other. And Wonder Woman's down the road somewhere, yeah. Yeah,
cool.
They're still working that one.
Now, I love those books. What are your thoughts on them?
I really enjoy them. I think they're fun. Different take on the heroes.
Yeah.
Different take on the characters in general. I like it. I think they're interesting.
Yeah, I'm just a big fan of those books in general, and I think Morrison's doing the Wonder Woman one. And
Morrison's the writer on Wonder Woman. They've changed the artist for the Superman one.
Yeah, Shane Davis was the other. Yeah.
I think Shane Davis is under contract with Marvel right now.
Oh, okay.
So he can't. And then the Titans one looks like it could be good.
Yeah.
Jeff Lemire's writing it.
Definitely.
And I think the Dodsons are the artists on
it. They are, yeah.
And I'm kind of excited about it, but at the same time, none of my favorite Titans are in it. So
yeah, I think Beast Boy and Terra, maybe
Beast
Cyborg?
Boy, Terra, Cyborg, Jericho, and Raven,
oh, okay.
I think, are the team. So, no Nightwing.
No.
No Robin in general. So.
Well, maybe they'll introduce them in the new Batman one.
That could be. But I think it's lacking from the Titans one. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, definitely. Now, I know we've been talking about this for a while, for the last year or so, but Superior Spider-Man 30 came out this week.
It did.
What are your thoughts?
I was disappointed. I mean, the entire issue is a giant, like the entire run is a giant build-up about how Ock thinks he is so much better than Peter.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, in the course of one issue, he decides, all right, you're the better one. You can have your body back. I'll just erase everything. Bye.
Yeah.
I was like, it just seemed rushed and completely against the character through the first 29 issues.
I've been disappointed in the last couple issues, to be honest.
I want more of the Goblin stuff. That's what I've been waiting for through that entire book, is the Goblin stuff. And, yeah, it's taking a backseat to Ock.
A little bit, yeah.
Hopefully the last issue it blows up, but I don't know. Yeah.
No, I was kind of disappointed to see him putting back on that old costume. I kind of like the new suit.
I've gotten used to the new one, but it was kind of cool seeing the old one come back out.
I guess.
It was the highlight of the issue for me after Doc just rolled over.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm disappointed as well.
Yeah.
What do you, as a comic book store owner, what are your thoughts on Forever Evil being delayed?
It's a pain. It's annoying for customers right now. Our readers want it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
They want to know what happened to Nightwing, as do I. They want to see how the story ends. But I think I'd rather have them push it back than change artists, because that's my expectation, is that it's an artist issue.
Yeah.
Johns has probably been done for a year.
Probably.
But
and they've had to push back a bunch of times, too.
And Finch is not the fastest artist in the world, so that's my expectation. I think the only other thing that got pushed back was Nightwing 30.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, you have to push it back. But everything else ended. Like, Rogue's Rebellion ended, Arkham War ended, and Argus.
Okay.
Yeah, Forever Evil Argus ended as well. So all of those got finished. It's just a matter of issue 7 now.
Okay.
But I think down the road it won't matter at all, because the collection will be by, you know, one artist. I think in the end we'll probably be happier for it, but it's a pain right now, yeah.
And what did you think? I didn't even realize this till I bought it, but the Superman Batman being delayed and putting out the fourth part of the World's Finest story instead.
I think it's funny. But again, Jay Lee is not the fastest artist in the world, so in fact he's far from it. So I wasn't shocked by it, but it's annoying for people. Actually, most of my customers didn't even notice until I pointed it out to them.
I never noticed until I got home and went, wait, part 4, what happened to part 3?
Yeah. Yeah, I just told everybody, take it home, put it away.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so other than those comics, what did you read this last week?
I don't even remember now. I read a whole bunch of this week's stuff, but the last few days I've been reading the, what's it called? The Total... I think it's called the Total Enclosure volume of Ghostbusters.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like the first 16 issues of the Ghostbusters series that's currently running.
Okay.
It's fantastic. I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, that's cool.
But this week, what did I read?
What about Silver Surfer?
Surfer, I did not read. Ghost Rider, I did.
How was that, actually?
I dug it. I thought it was cool. I liked it a lot that, at least for the first issue, there's no Johnny Blaze. There's no female Ghost Rider, whoever she is. If she's still around, I kind of stopped paying attention. There doesn't seem to be any real tie to the previous Ghost Rider mythos. You know, it doesn't seem to play a part at all. I really liked it, though. I like the art. It's a little unorthodox, but it was cool. It fit the story.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was really into it. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm waiting for the second issue now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we read the first Silver Surfer, first time I ever read a Silver Surfer comic. It was decent.
Joel loved it. I'm not a huge fan of the character. Back in the 80s, when he had his run, 80s, early 90s, something like that. Yeah. I'd read it once in a while with Ron Lim on the art.
Right.
I just liked Ron Lim drawing Silver Surfer. And every once in a while, the fire guy who was the herald for Galactus, too.
Oh, yeah.
I want to call him Firebrand, and I know that's not right. And it's obviously not Firestorm.
Was it Nova?
No, Nova was the female one.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. He had a big staff that was flamed on both ends.
Oh, Fire Lord?
Fire Lord, that's it.
I just remember the famous issue of Spider-Man.
I was
going to
say Spider-Man beat the hell out of him once.
Nice. And you had made a comment on your Facebook page about, was it Aliens and Predator coming back?
Yeah, they seem to be bringing him back and tying him in somehow to the Prometheus universe.
Okay.
I guess means I should probably watch Prometheus at some point.
But yeah, same here one day.
I'm not in any hurry, to be honest. But
no. And I want to comment on your post about people you think that The Rock should play in the DC universe. A pretty decent list.
His teasing just kind of left me with, okay, everybody's heard Jon Stewart and everybody's heard Black Adam from long ago. I think it'd be cool if Black Adam was one of the villains fighting the Justice League.
Yes.
But I don't see Jon Stewart happening based on what The Rock says, you know, how Green Lantern's already been marked and gave the impression that that wasn't going to happen. The more I thought about it, I really liked the idea of Hawkman a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
Him being kind of the Geoff Johns Hawkman, like the educated, well-spoken archaeologist, and then when he puts that helmet on, he's just a barbarian. I love that concept.
I never thought of that before, but that would be decent.
Yeah. And then somebody else pointed out Cyborg to me, and I thought it's a cool idea, but he's too old to be Cyborg. Yeah. Cyborg should be the younger generation's way into the Justice League through technology and that type of thing. So that doesn't really fit to me. But Martian Manhunter, you know, could be another option for him because he said he wanted something, you know, on power levels with Superman. So,
yeah.
And an interesting character, which, I mean, let's face it, Martian Manhunter is, or at least can be. So I guess we'll see.
Well, if Vin Diesel can voice a tree, I can see him being Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I can too.
All right, so what's coming out this week, and what stuff are you looking forward to?
I know K-Stu is looking forward to Aquaman and the others.
With all of my heart.
Dan Juergens writing it, I believe.
Dan Juergens is writing it. I'm hoping it's really good. I kind of prefer if somebody else was writing it, to be very honest. Juergens is kind of old school, and I don't want him writing Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
Old school, I want Aquaman written Geoff Johns way, where he's a badass.
Yeah.
Angel and Faith number one comes out this week, continuing, you know, season, I want to say 10 of Buffy. And Inhuman number one comes out with Charles Soule and Joe Majura on art. Soule's a good writer.
Yeah, well, for
sure.
These
aren't characters I really care about at all, but I'm willing to check it out for Soule.
Definitely.
I mean, he replaced Fraction. I don't know what happened there, but yeah, I'm interested in seeing what he does with them. Earth 2, number 22, comes out. I mention that because I think it's a fantastic book right now.
Yeah, I finally got to read the last annual, actually.
Yeah, I think it's a great book. I'm really excited about it every time it comes out. So that comes out this week. And then probably one of the big ones is Detective 30 with Francis Manapole and Brian Buccellato, or however you happen to pronounce it.
The Flash guys.
Yeah, the guys from The Flash taking over as writers and artists on the book, so I think that'll be interesting to see, too.
That's cool. And Ultimate Spider-Man 200, is that this week as well?
I don't remember seeing it on the list, but I could be wrong on that.
I could be wrong, too, and I apologize if I am. All right, cool. Well, I hope you have a great week. It is Captain America, the Winter Soldier week, so.
You're right, it is. I did see the Muppets on the weekend.
What did you think of it?
It was fun.
It was a funny movie.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked that reveal. Have you seen it?
Yeah, Captain America.
With Ricky Gervais at the end of the movie is maybe worth it just on its own.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll see you next time. And as I say every week, come down to Sketchbook Comics. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.